Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. It's hour number three. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
Not two.
And look, if you're a value customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. Simple as that. And that's why Discover Card matches all the cash back that you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. We got Celebrity Corner coming up, a special guest, Rob. I'll give you a hint. He's a comedian. And so, you know, you can ask
him some
advice.
So we're contemporaries. Yeah, we're contemporaries.
I don't know about all that. No. But, hey, we'll see. All right, but Rob, you talked about it yesterday. You're on the MLB Network on the Hall of Fame show. And I got to say this. When I think of the Hall of Fames, obviously you got the NFL, you got the NBA or, you know, basketball. And every sport, of course, has one. I can't think of a sport now, Rob, other than baseball, where arguably the best hitter and the best pitcher of the last 50 years, maybe 50 years plus, aren't in the Hall of Fame. No. And that's the case now with Roger Clemens, the pitcher, and Barry Bonds, the hitter, being out.
And here's the other one. And I know Pete Rose derailed his own thing, Chris, because he did.
Right.
But Pete Rose, the all-time hit leader.
Hits leader,
you know, when
right.
we were a kid growing up, Pete Rose was unbelievable.
He's
you know
a
what
superstar.
I mean? Yep. Exactly. Pete Rose,
no
like with the Reds and then the Phillies, and then he even played for the Montreal Expos. But you're right. it was one of those, and Chris, I really thoroughly enjoy. I gotta say to MLB Network for inviting me on. You know, like that was a really big show because of what you just said. The two biggest pitchers and a pitcher and hitter, and their fate, and it being the final year. Do they get in? The suspense. Do they not get in?
Right.
So it was one of those, and the reactions were all over the place. Some people were happy to keep them out, and a lot of fans were mad, were really angry, you know, like, and I think there's a disconnect. I respect the BWAA, Chris. I've told you this a million times. It is my most prized possession. I don't have any kids. It is my most prized possession in this world. It means that much to me. And I take it very seriously when I place my vote, when I do my research, and all the other stuff that goes. It's not like a flip, like, oh, whatever, huh? You want to fill it out for me? I'm serious because I know it's important to people, and people really care about who gets in.
It's legacies. It's
history. It really is. It really, really is. And I think we got it wrong. That's the first time I think the BBWAA got it wrong. And, Chris, there's a disconnect between fans and writers. And I'm going to tell you
why. Well, I don't know. I mean, do you think – I don't know. What is the split? Do most fans, or what you get the sense of, at least from the show, or I don't know, any other fans on the radio, do most fans think they should be in or out?
I get a sense, and it's unscientific, but I get a sense that those two great, no one's going to cry over Sammy Sosa or even Gary Sheffield. Do you know what I mean?
No,
like, there are
right.
other guys. But Bonds and Clemens, you're like taking away a part of what you watched, what you experienced, Chris. And it's the same thing with baseball writers frown on Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. But you know this because you covered it. You were writing for the New York Times, and you were going to those games.
Yep.
Baseball fans don't sour on that, Chris. They don't want to hear about the juice and all that.
Well, at that point, media weren't soured on them.
Right. No, but I'm saying
knew.
Right. But now people still hold on to those moments. They don't frown on them. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, what I was watching wasn't real.
Right.
They were juiced up. No, people experienced it. They remembered it. They remembered the cut-ins by ESPN. That's all I'm saying. That's the disconnect. And I think that's why fans were mad that Bonds and Clemens didn't get in. They just spent 20 years watching baseball, Chris. And now you're telling me that the two best guys I watched don't matter? People don't want to hear
well,
that.
Well, and it's going to be similar. We'll see, but with A-Rod, it could
yep.
be.
And
could
he's be the and who's thing. The face of baseball now on TV?
Right, right.
Alex
right.
Rodriguez.
It's strange. And here's the other thing, Rob. It doesn't – look, I get it that – Big Poppy David Ortiz was absolved of, you know.
Even that, Chris.
It's baffling. They're all have that stain on attached to them in some way, shape, or form. How do you decipher between one or the other?
I'm with you, and that's the problem that some people had, but Big Poppy had a better shot. Very likable guy, was a big postseason player, right? So people seen his games, Chris, the big moments,
oh, yeah.
home runs. Like, Big Poppy did his thing. I'm not even going to sit here and act like he didn't. And so a lot of people have a lot of fond memories of him. And you remember when they had the bombing in Boston, and he said, this is our effing city, you know what I mean?
Right.
You remember
right.
that? Come
right.
on, he endeared himself to the whole to Boston and New England.
Right.
They forever will love Big Poppy.
Well, to that point, do you think A-Rod being on the air, being likable, being great at what he does, you think that – I mean, I don't think that'll hold any sway with the writers.
But you know,
but
no,
do you
not
think
the
that
writers.
Could help him?
Yes, and it was a little surprise. He got 32%, Chris, for a guy who had the
first
longest
year.
For a guy who had the longest suspension of any player for PEDs. Now, he's not like Bonds and Clemens, who never tested positive and never got suspended. A-Rod admitted,
right.
got suspended for 280 games or whatever it was over 2 years, right? And got 32%, a third of the vote. That was shocking to me. I thought it would be way lower with the writers.
It's not black and white. You know, a lot of people throw out that statement. Oh, you can't tell the story of baseball. You can't tell the story of basketball without so and so. That doesn't always translate to Hall of Fame in my book, right?
No,
there are some players who, for whatever reason, they're in the story, but they may not be good enough to be Hall of Famers. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt about it. I totally agree with that.
Yeah, but in this case, Rob, you literally cannot tell the story of baseball without Clemens and Bonds. I just don't think you can, particularly Bonds. I mean, Clemens was fantastic, obviously.
Bonds is the all-time home run leader, Chris. Those stats count, right? So you're going to tell a story without him?
And not just the numbers, Rob, because obviously you got the same with Pete Rose. But, Rob, I definitely think he used PEDs.
Right. I'm not naive either. I mean, I'm not being naive. All I've ever said is he never got tested positive and he never got suspended. But I'm not naive.
But I've never, in all my life, I've never seen a baseball player where every single at-bat was must-see TV.
Yep, no doubt.
Like, you had to watch Barry Bonds. What was that, 2002, whenever it was, that he hit the 73? I mean, it was like a 2 or 3 year stretch where you had to watch every at-bat.
And managers, well, I think it was Buck Showalter, was it? Walked him up. Guys walked him with the bases loaded.
It was ridiculous.
He walked like 225 times, Chris, that season. And some games, he would only get one or two pitches to hit, and he would hit it out. Like, that's all he would
get. That's the thing. You're absolutely right. He was seeing one to two pitches a game.
A game, not an at-bat.
And he was knocking it out the park. Rob, I'm telling – and I've seen all – I saw a little bit of Hank Aaron, you know, as a kid.
At the end,
remember,
right.
George Foster had a big year, 50-some home run.
Yeah, 50 home runs. Kingman.
Yeah, like all the great home run hitters over this stretch. You know, McGuire and Sosa, when they were on that run to pass
98,
60.
Right.
Yeah, they were not quite like Bonds, obviously, but it was something similar there because they were hitting them at a crazy pace. But Bonds, Rob, like I said, you literally can't tell the story of, but you got to leave out like 5 years.
Right. No, that's why it's such a bummer to a lot of people. I heard from a lot of people who were really, really mad, really, really mad that they didn't find a way, or we didn't, I should say. I'm a part of that group. And it was 65% who voted for Bonds. He needed 75. Chris came about 36 votes short of being in. I really thought that there would be a rally at the end. You know what I mean? Where people say, all right, he's been punished enough.
Right?
9 years we made him wait. This guy should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer if there was no PEDs. So we made him wait for nine and boom, put him in. And they didn't do it.
Do you think that
the Veterans Committee?
Well, yeah,
Well, now, you know, it's not as many. It's four. See, he had to get 75% of 400 votes, right? That was the writers.
Right.
Now, Chris, it's only 16 people, not all writers. Writers, former players, former executives, and broadcasters, okay, in the 16.
I could see that.
He needs 12.
I could see players being like, man, this dude cheated the game. We're not putting him in.
Could be.
But here's the other thing, Rob. You mentioned it yesterday. We know there are guys in the Hall of Fame that used. And I go back to, we've talked about it, in the 70s, the greenies that guys would just grab out of
people,
a bowl.
People don't want to talk about that.
Those are banned substances now.
But they were eating like M&M's, Chris, in the 70s.
So how do you feel about the asterisks? Because you know I'm a proponent. Look, give them the plaque and put an asterisk there.
I just say give them the plaque and put on the plaque put on the plaque, because this is what, when you do a museum and people come, Chris, what do? They see your stuff and they right. read your plaque. Here is Barry Bonds, baseball's all-time home run leader, who was mired in a scandal during the steroid era between 1998 and 2004, whatever, you know, 2004, whatever you put in,
right.
and spell it out on the plaque. So this is forever. It's on the plaque. Everybody who comes to the Hall of Fame 100 years from now is going right. to read that he was a home run king, but he played under a cloud of suspicion of steroids.
How do you think the players would feel about that? Not that it necessarily has to matter, but, you know, do you yeah. think the Bonds, is the A-Rods, the Clemens would at least they're in.
I think they would accept that, to have their plaque in. Because that's a thing forever. I mean, like,
I agree. And I think whether it's an asterisk or what you just said, I just think that's what you do.
You have to acknowledge it. Right. You have to
acknowledge it.
Just like, you know what? I mean, and they haven't done it with Babe Ruth's plaque. I mean, because it was a different time. But we acknowledge that he played in the segregation era, Chris.
Right.
He didn't play
right.
against black and Latin players who are some of the greatest players who have ever right. played the game. And Babe Ruth played in the all-white league. Would right. he have been as great if he played against black and brown players? I don't know.
Right. No, it's fair. And I one thing I don't think, right, I mean, it doesn't matter. Maybe it doesn't matter at this point. But I just think putting them in without acknowledging it on the plaque, I don't think that would be good.
No, you got to acknowledge it.
A lot of players now would be like, oh, where's the punishment? I get to keep my money.
Right.
I get to be in the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean?
With nothing on it, right? The plaque has to be legit. And that, you don't have to go into it other than he was, you know, under cloud of suspicion of PEDs. And that's it.
Right. All right. We're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Do you think Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens should be in the Hall of Fame? Point blank. Your turn to weigh in with The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the iCouple Worship Wednesday live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we're brought to you by AutoZone, because AutoZone has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. With over 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. Shabari Bonds and Roger Clemens be in the Hall of Fame.
All right, let's kick it off with our man Sean in Sacramento. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sean?
Yo, my uncle's from another mother. My brother's behind the board. What up, Alex? Weave Nation.
Hey, yo, what's good, my guy?
Oh, you know, man, just caught the new podcast. It's sounding real live.
Hey, my guy.
But hey, Rob, man, I appreciate you sticking up for all the Northern California fans out here. Hot that Barry Bonds didn't make it, yes, in there, man. I had to go on Twitter, man, and defend my guy, because all these Boston fans, they all forgot that Schilling was part of that World Series run. They all forgot that Manran was part of that World Series, yep, run. And if they weren't involved, look, would we be looking at Big Poppy the same guy today without those titles?
Especially Manny Ramirez was just as big as Big Poppy. Let's not get it twisted.
I agree.
Right?
Manny Ramirez was as good a player as Big Poppy. No
Chris,
doubt.
Chris, maybe greatest. Dare I say bigger. Dare I say bigger. How many did all those fans turn their back on him?
Yep. One of the greatest right-handed hitters we've ever seen. Period.
Right.
Right.
No doubt.
So yeah, that's my take, man. You got to let guys like Barry in there, whether they're mired with all these steroid allegations or whatever it is. They're part of the history. Like Rob said, man, go ahead and put everything on there. List all the accomplishments. List all the faults. Man, hey, matter of fact, have some videos. Have some highlights of my man, man. Make it to where you're making it a full experience. The MLB and the Hall of Fame voters aren't doing the fans any justice when you leave out specific region superstars and let other guys that are marking the same kind of controversy in.
Yes,
that's what I got, fellas. Thank you.
No, that's fair.
That's good.
Sean,
it's
fair.
Almost like the easy way out. Look, take the time to make a nuanced presentation.
No doubt. Let people know, and I think people can decide for themselves, Chris, when they're standing there in front of the plaque, whether they want to embrace Bonds or not.
Yep.
Smitty in Virginia Beach, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Smitty?
Well, what's good, my fellas? Hey, it's an honor to be on with you guys here.
Thank you, Bond. Man, good to have you.
Oh, man, it's an honor. And honestly, I have to start off with this. My first name, or my first son's name, is Boston. My second son, Brady. I'm the biggest Red Sox fan.
Wow.
So yeah, I'm going to be Rob's biggest fan, first-time caller, I'm sure.
All right.
But, we're overlooking how great Big Papi was 2013. No Manny there, and we can't – of course, Museum put in Bonds, put in Clemens, put in everybody. Put in Altuve once he's eligible, and we put Cheater on the plaque, and, gets in.
That's a good
point.
In,
hey, yeah. Maybe or Marcell Ozuna gets in there someday and, hey, he goes off on these next 10 years and we put in, hey, he was out during the Braves run because of domestic assault.
Domestic violence.
So I think you said it perfectly, Rob. Just your biggest fan. It's a museum. I love your podcast of baseball. Baseball is my biggest passion, and
I think it's awesome that you name your kids and the sports. And thanks for the podcast, love Inside the Parker. I really appreciate that. Thank you. All right, Chris. Let's go to Keith, our cousin Keith in New Orleans. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Keith?
Oh, man. How y'all guys doing, man? I'm over here still grieving my coach, man, but I got.
Sick about that. I know that.
Listen, y'all about to go into serious rebuild, brother.
Listen, I'm all for it, man, but this is the issue I have, and this is the issue that baseball has in general, and this is why people lose their love of baseball, the hypocrisy. You mean to tell me that what I saw in my own eyes for the majority of Curt Schilling, Roger Clemens, and Barry Bonds' career does not matter?
Right.
And that you got Buzz Schilling in the Hall of Fame who turned a blind eye to it. You have La Russa in the Hall of Fame who watched it in his own locker room. You have
Joe Torre
with Jace Giambi. What I mean? It's a joke, And Big Papi, like it or not, he's a Hall of Famer. He's definitely on the first ballot Hall of Famer. I watched it with my own eyes, and you can't even believe he deserved to get in over Barry Bonds, over Roger Clemens.
No.
Listen, Curt Schilling was 5-0 in elimination games. That's crazy.
I think Schilling's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Chris,
his postseason performance.
No, he was spectacular. He was spectacular. Yeah. My biggest thing, and this is that Chris, he never won a Cy Young. And when you talk about the greatest in his era, I'm not saying he had to win 3 or 4 or 5. We talk about it, Chris, all the time about nitpicking when you're saying that somebody is of that ilk, and he doesn't have that hardware that I think you need. That's just me. As a
all right. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and our celebrity corner is next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are the Odd Couple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and it is time for Celebrity Corner.
God.
Time now for the Odd Couple Celebrity Corner.
All right, this week's Celebrity Corner guest is a writer, actor, and stand-up comedian. You can see him in clubs throughout the United States and in his action comedy film, The Stuff. And that film features boxer Danny Garcia, and is currently playing on Tubi as well as all other streaming platforms. His brother's also a great friend of mine. Welcome in Rob Stapleton to the iCouple. What up,
what's
brother?
What's happening?
Hey, what's up, guys? What up, Rob? What up, Chris?
How you?
Good,
iCouple.
We good. And look, Rob, I got to let you know, Rob Parker.
What's that?
Rob Stapleton, Rob, he wants to get down on some sports. Like, he wants to talk sports.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to say, and look, we don't play, Rob. Like, we'll come
that's
at right. you. All right, yeah. So I hope you're ready. All
right,
I hope
you're
ready.
Nobody,
we don't pussyfoot none of that. All right?
None of that weak stuff.
Now, before we get to that,
I wouldn't have it any other way, guys. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Because if you say some nonsense, we're going to call you out on it. All right?
As you should.
But look, before we get to that, I got to ask you, because Rob is a wannabe comedian.
Yes, a budding comedian.
Let me say aspiring. I don't want to say it like it's all flippant. Give him some advice. What's some advice for him?
I tell you, man, some people think they could sing good in the shower, but then when it's in front of people, it's different. Rob, right. My biggest advice I would tell you, when it's a two-drink minimum, things are really different in the comedy.
That's where the
pressure comes in. With that two-drink minimum and food on it and that bill comes, you better be funny.
Right. All right. I'm going to give it a shot.
Rob, that's his only problem so far. He's not funny.
No.
You're going to be a comedian and you ain't funny.
We're going to send you a couple of clips.
The craziest part is when you're on stage and you're in front of that microphone, those lights are on you. And when you're on that stage and you have that perspective and you're looking at the crowd, you really don't see anything but eyes just looking back at you. So if you don't believe in your material, that's like being at the free throw line. If you know you didn't work on it that week, you know you're not going to hit both of those shots. You know what I mean?
All right, let's get into some. I appreciate that advice. And when I do my stand up in Los Angeles, I'm gonna let you know.
Right, we're gonna get him out there. All right, Rob, let's get. You're from New York. And you got an issue with the Nets and Kyrie, the whole culture. Tell us about that, your thoughts.
I'm going to tell you like this, man. I'm a New York fan first, right? And with that being said, I don't know why God is mad at New York sports. I don't know why we've been cursed for so long.
It's been bad. It's been a bad run. Real talk.
I'm starting to get ready to go to Liberty games. I don't know what to turn to. The Giants haven't done anything since, 2012? The Knicks since The Godfather came out, I think, in 73.
Even the Yankees haven't won since 2009.
Right.
But that doesn't seem that long. It doesn't seem that long with the Yankees. They kind of give you a chance every year. Yeah, but now the thing is, I started off, like I said, I'm a New York fan, and I'm a big-time Nets fan. But the Knicks, I was during the golden years with Patrick Ewing, big time, man. Patrick Ewing, Anthony Mason. Anthony Mason was a great friend of mine.
John
Starks, except for that Houston game, you know what I mean?
When he really
choked. But I really got mad at the Knicks with the whole Dolan thing. I hated really the ownership of the Knicks. That was my turning point. I mean,
so now you're more of a Nets fan than a Knicks fan.
Well, I've always been a closet Nets fan ever since, like, Mike Jeminski, Buck Williams. They were always the underdog team.
Those were the teams that I covered in New York. I covered those teams for the Daily News back in the 80s. Mike Jeminski.
Is that right, Rob?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. I covered those teams, so I know exactly the team
Otis
you're talking
Bird
about.
Song, yep. Mike Newland, later on Sam Cassell, Derek Coleman. Yeah, yep. You know,
Chris
Kenny
covered
Anderson.
Those teams.
I covered Cassell, yep. Yeah.
Right. In those years, and then, you know, before Kidd came in, it was a lot of hope. Kenyon Martin, and then we had Vince. And then those were the most underplayed championships in probably basketball history. It put the Nets on the map, but then nobody really cared. You know,
they weren't even selling out playoff games.
Yeah,
it was
ridiculous. Like Jan Brady, the sister that nobody cared from the Brady.
No one
cared about Jan. You know,
right.
But I really got mad at management, guys, and I was mad with how the whole Oakley situation went down. That really turned my stomach.
So do you have a problem with the Nets bringing back Kyrie?
Yeah, what about that? Did they sat him down,
now they backtracked?
Okay, now, let me say like this. He is the best on the court, if you have to pay money, hard-earned money, he is one of the guys that you want to see. I love Kyrie, the basketball player, but I don't favor Kyrie off the court. And I really want to watch what I say because I'm good friends with his pops and with his godfather, Strick, you know what I mean, and the whole Strickland brother family. But we're here to speak the truth, right, guys? We're here to speak the truth. And when, I mean, it was a beautiful thing having the three guys come together. You know, everybody knows he talked to Durant about, hey, you know, nah, let's not go to the Knicks. Let's go let's go to Brooklyn, build this whole culture. We'll do the same thing what Clay and Steph did in the Bay Area with Golden State. We're going to build a winning thing. And the next thing you know, boom, Harden came. So we like, ooh. But as soon as, like last year, as soon as Kyrie started taking time off, like at the beginning of the season, I'm like, oh, why, this isn't going to be good. This isn't going to be good. Right. He started taking time. I think he went to his sister's party. And then the January 6th happened and he needed time off. I'm like, no, we need this chemistry. We need us all on the court. And that's another thing. These guys can't stay on the court at the same time. As soon as Brown landed on Durant's knee, I knew it, and that was the time when we were going to be on the road for like six out of the next eight games, and that chemistry was just getting ready to start to build. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't like Kyrie only playing on the road. I hate that. I hate it, but that's what we're limited to with what's going on with these protocols and everything in the NBA. I hate that.
So let me ask you this. Let's get one quick
yeah,
one.
Yeah, because we got about 30 seconds left.
What's your favorite football team, and how mad are you that the New York football teams are so bad? What team do you follow in New York?
Of course. I mean, the good thing about the Jet and the Giant games, if you get there early enough, there's a chance they'll let you play. You know what I mean? So there was nothing to look forward to. Come on, any man, you look forward when you go to sleep Saturday to wake up Sunday and to watch your game and have a bowl of chili and some sandwiches and some wings. No, it's just horrible. I'm so happy that they got rid of the GM and they changed the coach. And let's just see. I'm totally not giving up on them, but. Hey.
Great stuff. Look, we're going to get you on again.
Yes, sir.
I know you want to unload the clip, you know, with all your sports takes. But look, I'm going to say this. I've laughed at more of your jokes in the last 8 minutes than I laughed at Rob's over the last 4 years. So good stuff, Rob.
Wow. Rob, you're going to kick butt, man. You're going to make it happen, Rob.
I appreciate you. Thanks for the support, Rob, man.
Thank you, guys. Great stuff, brother. Thank you guys for having me on. I look forward to coming back and rocking out with you guys, man.
All right, brother. All right. Peace. Yo, Rob, I saw him in New York.
Did you?
He's one of the kings. You know how they had the Kings of Comedy.
Right.
With Steve Harvey and Cedric the Entertainer and Bernie Mac.
I remember the original. I saw it. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Well, they got a Kings of New York comedy.
And he's one of them?
And he's one of them. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I saw it's him, Talent Harris, and a few other
dudes.
And
when you open your comedy spot, right?
Oh, yeah. He'll be there. And you going to play.
I'll play your spot.
We looking for you to do your thing. All right. Your debut. All right, more Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game.
In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We end every Worship Wednesday with Kanye pouring out his heart. All right, we're live in the Fox Sports Radio studios. I'm Chris, he's Rob. And if you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company, point blank. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense, folks. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. All right, Rob, we're going to wrap it up this way. Jimmy G, he's the worst quarterback left of the four, right? Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Matthew Stafford.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And as I said, I think it was with Bucky Brooks we were talking to, the plan in San Francisco is good riddance. After this year, we're turning it over to Trey Lance. We traded draft picks to get him, you know, move up and get him. Like, he's our guy. Dante Whitner, former player, was on the Straight Fire podcast. And you know, Rob, that's featuring our own Rob G.
That's
and
right.
Our colleague at Fox Sports, Jason McIntyre. And
that's
for
right.
me,
I think
I never missed Straight
Twitter.
Fire. That's right. I never missed Straight Fire.
Because I never listen.
But here is what Whitner said on the podcast about Jimmy G and the Niners.
So that's why they're knocking on the door of their second Super Bowl in 3 years. And if he goes to the Super Bowl, whether he wins it or not, I think that Jimmy Garoppolo should be the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers next year. because he knows the offense. It'll be another year in the system. You have a lot of guys returning on defense. Why wouldn't you want to repeat and go directly back? Putting Trey Lance out there, putting Trey Lance out there does not guarantee that you're going to win games.
I mean, it's not a ridiculous take, Rob. I've said this. Look, I don't think Jimmy G's an elite quarterback, but he wins at an elite level.
No, we talked about it before, Chris. They won two big road games against Dallas and Green Bay. He has no touchdowns. Remember he threw that pick late in – he threw a pick in Green Bay, but he threw that pick late in Dallas that got them back in the game. You remember that?
He threw some passes in Green Bay toward the sideline that it was like three of them that could have been pick sixes.
Could have been pick sixes.
So, yeah, he – it's anxiety riddled watching him a lot of times. But I do think, Rob, the only reason San Francisco – maybe I'm wrong, but I think the main reason and maybe the only reason – that they moved up to get Trey Lance is that you can't count on Jimmy G because he's hurt all the time. He's hurt now, and he's playing through it, thankfully, but he's hurt.
That is a big problem with him.
Absolutely.
That you just don't know, and when he's been out, they haven't won. But you get a younger guy, you're breaking your own guy, but it is hard to move off of somebody who gets you to the Super Bowl.
Because, Rob, Trey Lance, in the little bit of time he got this year, he looked fine. He looked pretty good.
But he wouldn't look like he was like it wasn't like when Aaron Rodgers was sitting behind Brett Favre and you knew you had something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
But that was also after a few years of sitting behind Brett Favre.
No doubt.
You
know but I'm saying? Just saying, it's not like, we got to put him in. This guy can play.
Right. Or
when Pete Carroll decided, I know we just gave Matt Flynn a gazillion dollars.
Right. Great. That's
Russell,
a great point.
Right? Like you just said, I'm sorry. I got to go with this kid. Right.
Right. And you don't, I mean, Rob, and I'm not saying Trey Lance is going to be a bust. I have no idea. We'll see.
We didn't see anything to say that.
But, right.
Yeah, there's nothing. We don't have any evidence to say that.
No.
I think that's unfair.
But you don't know. How many number one picks, let alone first round pick quarterbacks, Rob, don't pan out?
A lot. A lot of big quarterbacks. Yeah. We're looking at Daniel Jones with the Giants. I mean,
Trevor Lawrence had a tough year. Now we'll see what he ends up being, but you know, we could go down the line. But do you buy what Whitner said? Like, if they get to the Super Bowl or win it, let's say win. Well, either
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
do you think they need to keep him? He's got 1 year left on his deal.
I think I would bring him back to run it back, Chris, and just put Trey Lance. He's just gonna have to sit one more year. It won't hurt him to sit two years. Not at all. If they go to Super Bowl and say they don't win, or if they win, I still would say let's run this back with what we have, try it again, and then after that, then you can move on. I would definitely bring back Jimmy G.
I don't know if I'd bring him back if they reach the Super Bowl. If they win it, don't you have to?
Although I'll say this,
the chances of repeating, we know, aren't good.
No, because it hasn't
happened. No matter who's your quarterback.
It hasn't happened since Brady and him in, 2000?
And that was his first run.
Like 20 years ago.
He's only done it once in, 20 years ago. So you could say, look, we're not going to – chances are, I mean, you're going to try to repeat, but chances are we're not going to do it anyway. So, I kind of almost feel like they're going to move on anyway. But you never know. I mean, certainly if you get to the Super Bowl, you can rethink things. And it won't be the worst thing for Trey Lance, right?
No.
Nothing wrong with that at all. So we will see, though. All right, it's the Odd Couple signing off on another Worship Wednesday. Go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and SoundCloud. Download the podcast, subscribe, leave a comment, and 5 stars, please. And keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio. You got Jason Smith and Mike Harmon next. Those brothers bring heat!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment,
Oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!